April 10th. I feel sick. Not like for a doctor, but inside my chest it feels empty. Like getting punched and a heartburn at the same time. I wasn't going to write about it, but I guess I got to because it's important. Today was the first day I ever stayed home from work on purpose. Last night, Joe Karp and Frank Riley invited me to a party. There were lots of girls, and Gimpy was there, and Ernie, too. I remembered how sick I got last time I drank too much, so I told Joe I didn't want to drink anything. He gave me a plain Coke instead. It tasted funny, but I thought it was just a bad taste in my mouth. We had a lot of fun for a while. "Dance with Ellen," Joe said. "She'll teach you the steps." Then he winked at her like he had something in his eye. She said, "Why don't you leave him alone?" He slapped me on the back. "This is Charlie Gordon, my buddy, my pal. He's no ordinary guy. He's been promoted to working on the dough mixing machine. All I did was ask you to dance with him and give him a good time. What's wrong with that?" He pushed me up close against her. So she danced with me. I fell 3 times, and I couldn't understand why, because no one else was dancing besides Ellen and me. And all the time I was tripping because somebody's foot was always sticking out. They were all around in a circle, watching, and laughing at the way we were doing the steps. They laughed harder every time I fell, and I was laughing too because it was so funny. But the last time it happened, I didn't laugh. I picked myself up, and Joe pushed me down again. Then I saw the look on Joe's face, and it gave me a funny feeling in my stomach. "He's a scream," one of the girls said. Everybody was laughing. "Oh, you were right, Frank," choked Ellen. "He's a one-man sideshow." Then she said, "Here, Charlie, have a fruit." She gave me an apple, but when I bit into it, it was fake. Then Frank started laughing, and he said, "I told you he'd eat it. Can you imagine anyone dumb enough to eat wax fruit?" Joe said, "I ain't laughed so much since we sent him around the corner to see if it was raining that night we ditched him at Halloran's." Then I saw a picture that I remembered in my mind. When I was a kid, and the children in the block let me play with them, hide-and-go-seek, and I was it. After I counted up to 10 over and over on my fingers, I went to look for the others. I kept looking until it got cold and dark and I had to go home. But I never found them. And I never knew why. What Frank said reminded me. That was the same thing that happened at Halloran's. And that was what Joe and the rest of them were doing. Laughing at me. And the kids playing hide-and-go-seek were playing tricks on me, and they were laughing at me, too. The people at the party were a bunch of blurred faces, all looking down and laughing at me. "Look at him! His face is red! He's blushing! Charlie's blushing! Hey, Ellen, what'd you do to Charlie? I never saw him act like this before. Boy, Ellen sure got him worked up." I didn't know what to do or where to turn. Her rubbing up against me made me feel funny. Everyone was laughing at me, and all of a sudden I felt naked. I wanted to hide myself so they wouldn't see. I ran out of the apartment. It was a large apartment house with lots of halls, and I couldn't find my way to the staircase. I forgot all about the elevator. Then, after, I found the stairs and ran out into the street and walked for a long time before I went to my room. I never knew before that Joe and Frank and the others liked to have me around just to make fun of me. Now I know what they mean when they say to pull a Charlie Gordon. I'm ashamed. And another thing. I dreamed about that girl, Ellen, dancing and rubbing up against me, and when I woke up, the sheets were wet and messy.